Spring has sprung and you need to celebrate with a new MyPillow. With its patented interlocking fill, you can easily adjust your MyPillow to your individual needs. And now Mike's added brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you more comfortable throughout the night. Plus, MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. There's never been a better time to get the MyPillow 2.0 than right now when it's 50% off. You can also get the extraordinary Giza Dream Sheets starting at just $29.99. Made from the world's best cotton from a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, the Giza Dream Sheets feature a sateen weave, giving them a luxurious finish. We own several sets, and they are fantastic. And you can get them for a limited time at an extremely low price with promo code REGULARJOE. Visit MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE to shop the best deals on MyPillow's complete line of products and get the lowest prices when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Welcome back, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe here with you. Going to have a special guest joining me here momentarily, but before we do that, I want to just finish this sound of the interview between Corrine Jean Van Damme and a talk radio host in Charlotte, North Carolina, Mark Garrison. Now, he opens up by saying, look, the question everyone's asking is, does Joe Biden have dementia? And she gets very testy. She did not care for this question much. And then she goes on to sing his praises. Now, remember, it was only a few hours removed from Joe Biden claiming that he took a train over the Key Bridge in Baltimore multiple times, even though it doesn't have train tracks. So, yes, he's doing wonderfully. So Garrison wasn't done. He says, okay, you don't want to talk about dementia, so I have some other questions for you. And then this happened.
Gas prices and grocery prices, then, big topics here in North Carolina. How does Mr. Biden win votes when people don't have as much disposable income?
Look, the president understands. He grew up in a middle-class family, a working-class family in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He gets it. He understands how difficult it is for Americans who are sitting around their kitchen table every month trying to figure out what they're going to pay for. You have to remember when the president walked into this administration, there were multiple crises happening. There was COVID. There was the economy was in a tailspin because of the last administration, because of what the President Trump left us with. Now you're asking me about gas prices. The president took action on gas prices. Let's not forget Russia's invasion on Ukraine skyrocketed prices of gas. And because the president took action, we are in a different place than we were a year ago on gas prices. Eggs, milk, seafood products, all the important groceries, those costs have gone down because of what this president has been able to do. And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Wow. Wow.
And she hung up.
Wow.
So she hangs up in the middle of the interview because she didn't like the questions. This is what we're dealing with. Oh, how dare you ask questions? As a matter of fact, Garrison's co-host pointed out where he had gone wrong, where he clearly made a mistake in dealing with Corrine Jean Van Damme.
Wow. I mean, Mark, I am nominating you to get a press corps badge, and you need to go to the White House. I'm sorry, but you asked four incredibly salient, important questions that are all front of mind, nothing out of bounds, no baba booing or anything like that, right? And you did it exactly right on. And I don't understand. I don't understand the fragility of this person.
Yeah, fragility is one word I would use with this. I mean, it's quite amazing. So this is what we're dealing with. We are not in a time where we need fragile. We need strong. We need tough. We need people that are willing to get the job done. And certainly this administration has proven time and again that they're none of these things. And that, in fact, their only agenda is the deconstruction of our great republic, no matter what it takes, no matter what lie, no matter what gaslighting they may do. And they have been aided and abetted, unfortunately, at times, as though, let me say this the way the lawyers would, it appears that at times there have been even those in the Republican Party that have allegedly aided and abetted them. You know, like people that say they're strong Republicans, but then they vote against all the things that matter. They refuse to remove corrupt leadership. And then when all's said and done, they run off to a seven-figure job and leave their constituents in a lurch. We've talked a lot about this week with Congressman Mike Gallagher, who has done just that with the 8th Congressional District, a very important district, not just for the state, but frankly, when it comes to presidential politics, which is 220 days away. We have our republic in the balance. A man who's traded on being a Marine veteran is doing the opposite of anything I've ever understood Marines to be. You never abandon your post. You never abandon your mission. You continue to serve until the job is done or until you physically can't do it anymore. So that has led to, obviously, his announcement he's leaving, people throwing their hats in the ring for his role. But then he compounded, said he's going to leave early, but chose a date that would avoid a special election, leaving the district without representation for nearly 9 months. And we've heard several people address that in many ways. Well, that was addressed once again by the person sitting across from me here in Studio 76, State Senator Andre Jacques, a strong, consistent conservative voice here in the state of Wisconsin. He's in the 8th District. He is a declared candidate for this district. And he issued a statement today. You've issued a couple, actually. You said something. You were quoted in the Journal Sentinel this weekend, Saturday, the day after the announcement. Then you made a statement earlier this week. But you just made an additional statement, which, if you don't mind, I'll read quickly and then let you talk a little more about it. But you said in the statement, "I'm disappointed in Congressman Gallagher's decision to leave his seat early with razor-thin margins in the House. I would certainly be in favor of him moving up the timeline by a week to allow for a special election so that the people of Wisconsin's 8th District have a representative fighting for them against the Biden administration on key issues like securing our border and reducing the waste in the spending package this fall. This is exactly why people don't trust Washington. We must elect leaders that do what they say they're going to do, and that has been my record. I have led on everything that matters, from protecting life to protecting our Second Amendment rights. I'll continue to fight for the people of this district in Congress against the swamp, not leave and join it." So I welcome you back, Andre Jacques. I think a great statement you made. It's out there on socials, and we'll get it out there as well. What made you address this again, and what's your thinking in terms of what needs to be done to take care of this district?
Thank you, Joe. And, of course, it's always great to be back on the program. And really, I just want to be clear, because I think it bears repeating. You know, I share the concerns of so many constituents here in the 8th District that they've been sharing with me, and I've been saying it since the news came out. For the good of our district and for our country, Mike Gallagher should step down as soon as possible so that a special election can proceed and that the people have a voice. I mean, we're looking otherwise 8 or 9 months and some critical issues that people deserve representation on for Congress.
And to say nothing of just the state itself with the election. I mean, again, it's one less voice in the state. Now, let me ask you, you've lived in the state your whole life. I mean, you're a native, you're a local guy. You obviously have seen politics. You have an understanding of it. Nobody will say officially, right? Gallagher is MIA, missing in action. He won't respond. He's leaving it to his staff, which I think is just a weeny way of handling things. He refuses to address his constituents. But the rumors and the little kind of whispers and some of the things we hear out of the staffers when listeners have called is that he worked with Mike Johnson to choose. They chose this date ostensibly to protect us from a special election, and which is kind of odd because they pretend like Governor Evers has a choice. I read the statute. This is constitutionally mandated. If he vacates prior to the second Tuesday in April, there's no sunshine, right? There's a special election has to be held.
No, it's clear, and it has to happen within a certain time frame. I think that's really one of the areas of frustration for people that have called his office. I mean, his staff are in a very difficult position. I think, maybe saying that for some reason, the governor would actually have discretion to call a special or not. No, it's very clear that it has to occur. And, I think people are waiting for any sort of a viable explanation for why he would not allow for the special election to occur in a way that restores representation to the district you know, I think it's really critical that we have a very strong conservative in there. I'm.
And you're saying you're that man.
Well, you know, I'm going to be more than happy to fight for President Trump and fight for the conservatives in this district. I think my record shows it time and time again, whether it is life or keeping our streets safe, cutting taxes and wasteful spending, enforcing our immigration laws, Second Amendment, election integrity, protecting children from woke indoctrination.
Well, if I can throw one out there, but you're talking about election integrity. Going back to 2020, when there was questions about certifying the election and what was going on, because we wanted answers. That's all it was about. We want answers before we just do this. There was a letter sent asking that the Wisconsin votes not be certified until we had that chance. There was only one state senator in the state of Wisconsin. Now, there's a couple members of the state assembly, but only one state senator that signed that letter. Who was that state senator?
That was me, Joe.
The only one that signed that.
Well, you know, and I think if you talk to the leaders in the fight for election integrity here in the state of Wisconsin, not only are they endorsing me, but they'll tell you that I have been working vigorously from the get-go to be able to make sure that we have ways to clean up our voter rolls, that we are investigating all of the corrupt actions that have taken place with WEC, with outside groups. It's something that is just essential that we restore confidence in our elections. And, again, I had a bill vetoed just this week by Governor Evers, end of last week by Governor Evers, on election integrity with the suggestions from the Legislative Audit Bureau.
Because after all, we wouldn't want that. We wouldn't want election integrity now, which, anyway, I could go down a whole rabbit hole. Now, I want to talk about, first of all, with this idea of the special election, two quick questions, one quick one, one maybe a little longer, but there, one of the other, again, it's whispers, nobody will say it for the record, but there seems to be apparently some fear, and I say it that way because it just doesn't make sense, that in this district, which is a plus 15 district for Republicans, it is a strongly red district, that if we have a special election, that gives the Democrats the chance to not steal the election, although they love to do that too, but somehow this would give them the chance to win in the district. You're a smarter man than I am. What am I missing? Should we be afraid that a special election somehow might not go for the Republican?
Yeah, I don't think that we should ever be afraid of facing the voters, of being directly accountable to the people that are going to put us in office. And I don't know what the reasoning is, because I think that,
nobody will go on the records, that's why.
A strong conservative absolutely is going to be able to hold the seat. Certainly I've had those whispers about me in the past, and, I've been topping the tickets.
So of course it's ironic. This is out of Wisconsin Public Radio, that bastion of conservatism. They're quoting two different failed Republican elected Republicans, and by failed I mean they were both weak-kneed, poor excuses. They're rhinos. One was the previous holder of this seat, Reed Ribble, who left early, also left early, ran as a hardcore conservative, was one of the original no-label-ish main streets when he got to D.C., wanted to be popular and loved. And the other was one, and I have to do it because I haven't had a chance to do this in a long time, but he used to be in the leadership here in the state of Wisconsin's state assembly, a guy named Jim Steinecke. Now, if you've forgotten who Jim Steinecke is, let me remind you in the way of his theme song. Of course, we gave him that because he, of course, was having his strings pulled by Robin Voss on a regular basis, daily. Now, what's sad is Jim Steinecke was part of the Tea Party movement, but like so many, he got into elected office and he got kind of fat and happy on the money and everything else. And he's quoted in this article, and we'll have to go to break. I'll bring you back. We'll do it after the break here. But I just want to set this up where he said, this is Jim Steinecke, that it's unfortunate that Congress has become a spot for grifters to land, and I think it's going to do a lot of damage to our country in the long run. This is in reference to trying to force a special election. Now, here's what's funny about him calling anyone a grifter. He left his position to become a paid lobbyist, to get paid off by all the special interests so he could make more money. And he has the audacity to call people in the 8th District grifters that simply want an election so they can have representation.
It's going to be a cold day in hell, Joe, when I'm endorsed by either Robin Voss or Jim Steinke.
We'll be back with Andre Schock right after this.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.